This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, unofficially, we're halfway through the growing season, and we will be harvesting before we know it. But before we start, there are a few decisions that we have to make, and one is dealing with any old crop grain we still have in the bins. We'll take a look at the situation we're finding ourselves in and one hedging strategist that thinks that we may be playing with fire if we hold on too long. We'll have more right after this.
Heat of the summer with an Iowa Soybean Association farmer membership powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Access timely industry info, engage in on-farm research, and join producer programs, all designed to support your operation's unique needs. Activate or confirm your membership before August 31st and be entered to win one of many unique prizes, including a solo stove. Visit iasoybeans.com today to learn more. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers.
When we got the quarterly grain stocks report last month, we saw higher than expected carryout for 23 grains, and even more striking was how much USDA believed was still sitting in bins across the country. Yesterday on Ag Matters PM, AgMarket.net's hedging strategist Caden Sweeney talked about the situation we find ourselves in with farmers who have been reluctant to sell. We started discussing the soybean basis bids that have spiked the past few days across the Midwest. Sweeney says that this is a normal trend to see higher prices this time of year at the basis, but the spike shows that how much elevators are trying to coax soybeans away from farmers.
That's a pretty common theme we found across the Midwest, is bean basis, you know, getting pretty strong. And typically that comes this time of year when, you know, elevators and plants are having a hard time sourcing beans, having a hard time getting them probably out of the farmer's hand. We thought maybe we'd see in the quarterly stocks report at the end of June, you know, tighter bean stocks. Because of that, that wasn't really the case. So that kind of leads me to think that, assuming that report is accurate, that really farmers are just, you know, pretty tight with what they do have, not willing to let it go yet at these prices, and the elevators have to work pretty hard to pry it out of their hands.
Sweeney believes many farmers are holding out hope that there could be another spike in old crop bean prices before harvest, and sometimes it even happens right after the kickoff of harvest. However, he believes that farmers that are holding on to grain too long could be playing with fire.
Yeah, in my opinion, it's a pretty rich risk. But at the same time, you know, you kind of get to the point where you've held it this long, you're just going to continue to hold it and hope something better happens. I would say the majority of farmers don't have the storage available to be able to hold new crop, you know, on top of old. I think the number that can is very few. And so, you know, you got to be a little bit careful of obviously holding on too long and getting into new crop basis and seeing that fall. Every once in a while, you will find a processor or somebody, you know, bidding strong for corn the first week of harvest. I guess you could, you know, certainly hope to catch a bid there. But at the same time, I do think you're playing with fire a little bit, holding, too much longer into the calendar.
Sweeney says that it was rare that we saw our contract highs right at harvest time, but that's what happened with the 23 crop.
I think it's a holding game overall, really. I mean, if you look at what the farmer has on hand, you know, it's much higher than what they historically do, you know, still in the bin or they have ownership of, basically. And so I think, again, this marketing year looking back is just kind of a strange one, where we made the highs during harvest for the rest of the year. And we've just been down ever since. You almost never see that. And so any grain that went into a bin during harvest, you know, the farmer wanted something better, and it's just not come until they've continued to sit on it until, unfortunately, we've reached the point where we're at right now.
Sweeney says that some farmers are just opting to play the historic trends in the markets, but they're going to have to really start to think about when they can't hold on any longer. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.